The champ is dead, but his heirs are still in firm control of one of the most durable, profitable, and, enemies charge, most ruthless dictatorships ever to rise in the Western Hemisphere. Anastasio Somoza of Nicaragua died in a Panama Canal Zone hospital from four bullets fired into his body by an assassin. The Nicaraguan Congress unanimously elected his son, Luis, as his successor. The second Somoza's son, Anastasio Jr., is the commander of the Central American Republic's 4,000-man National Guard, its only military force. The Somozas are tonight's personalities in the news. Their father ruled Nicaragua with a firm hand, either as president or from behind the scenes as commander of the guard for 22 years. A burly, powerful, jovial man with much personal charm, the elder Somoza liked to call himself the champ. He was commonly known as Tacho, and his second son, Anastasio Jr., as Tachito. His luck ran out at a dance during a provincial celebration at the town of Leon. A fellow dancer suddenly pulled a pistol and fired four shots into the president's body. The assassin was shot to death on the spot by presidential bodyguards. Just before he was flown to the American hospital in the Canal Zone for emergency surgery, Somoza weakly told United States Ambassador Thomas Whalen, "I'm a goner. They got me this time." He died 7 days later. Somoza had many enemies, and there had been other plots against his government and his life during the 22 years that he ruled Nicaragua. He blamed them variously on the communists, a former Nicaraguan president, and the president of neighboring Costa Rica. Always before Somoza had escaped injury, and he might have this last time, too, had he been armed. In spite of his great bulk, Somoza was a fast man on the draw and a sure shot. He seldom missed. Within a few short hours after Somoza was shot, the 32-year-old Tachito, Anastasio Jr., and his National Guard rounded up 3,000 persons suspected of being enemies of the regime. Many were tested with lie detectors newly imported from the United States. All but 300 were released. 34-year-old Luis Somoza, the new president of Nicaragua, was elected by the Congress to serve until the end of his father's term next May. He is generally expected to run for election to a full term to continue the regime of the Somozas. The Somoza brothers look quite a bit like their late father. Both are dark, round-faced, heavy-set men. Both are beginning to show double chins like their father. As Luis was sworn in as president, he said, and I quote, "I long to follow my father in the exercise of the presidency without diminishing his fruitful labor to the service of democracy, the Central American unity, and continental harmony over which the United States of America presides." Like their father, the younger Somozas are enthusiastic admirers of things American, at least the physical qualities of America. Like him, they attained much of their education in the United States. The brothers both attended the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The elder Somoza spent 7 years of his young manhood in Philadelphia attending a business college and later working as a Philadelphia automobile salesman. He was quite good at it. During the 22 years of his dictatorship, he became fabulously wealthy. Somoza left a fortune in cash and property estimated at not less than many, many, many millions of dollars. He owned at least an estimated one-tenth of his country's total farm and ranch land, a total of some 430 pieces of property that also included interests in such enterprises as lumber, liquor, cotton, coffee, soap, sugar, transportation, and even a barber shop. He claimed he obtained his property through good business practices. His enemies charged it was through fraud, extortion, and even murder. Nicaragua admittedly made advances under the Somoza dictatorship, with such things as the building of some 600 miles of modern roads and the introduction of improved farming methods. The little country is about as large as the state of Alabama in area and has a population estimated at 1,300,000. The younger Somozas fell heir to a remarkable inheritance, their father's wealth and power. They also face, in the eyes of the world, a challenge to do something about an illiteracy rate of 64%, and a per capita income that totals only $245 a year. And then there's that problem of converting a ruthless dictatorship into a more democratic form of government with some basic liberties for the people. And now this is Virgil Pinckley wishing you from San Jose, the capital of Costa Rica, good luck and good evening.